Blog Talk Radio.
You're locked in to the hottest station on the planet.
Yo, keep them meters moving, homeboy!
Good radio family, it's your boy, the Somers Voice. Tune in to the Somers Voice Radio Network right here on Blog Talk Radio for now. Four hot shows. The Somers Voice Reloaded on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. DJs Touch Your Caribbean Pepper Pot on Tuesdays and Thursday nights. And also TPV After Dark. Get your dance on every Saturday night at 8 p.m. And our new show, The Williams Review, with my brother from the same father and First Lady Williams, will be bringing the review to you right here on the Somers Voice Radio Network. Same station, new movement, more shows. Walk with us, family. Let's go!
Redemption is a reflection on what was, what we have become. Also, God doesn't give us more than we can bear.
Come on.
For who we are is what we become in Christ.
My God.
And when we make that commitment to serve God, it's awesome, family. Walk with me.
Let's walk.
Let's go.
I had a long road home before he set me free. I've been redeemed. I had a long road home before he set me free.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Williams Review with the himself, Minister Cyron Williams and First Lady Williams. Are you ready for the review? It's Minister Cyron Williams and First Lady Williams.
Hey, blessings to you, listening family. Here we are today on this beautiful Tuesday. This is the day that the Lord has made. We have rejoiced and are glad in it. We thank each of you for joining us today. Me and my beautiful wife have had the opportunity to just share with you the love that Christ has given us through obedience. And the weather here is nice today. Got us some high clouds, but the sky is blue, the sun is shining, and the temperature is agreeable. And we give glory to God for that. Glory to God for that.
Greetings, family.
Yes. We'd like to start off again by giving honor to God, who's the head of our lives. We thank the Psalmist Voice and the Psalmist Voice Network for allowing us the opportunity and privilege to come before you and introduce you to Jesus Christ, his ministry, and his life. But before we get into that any further, my wonderful wife has some scripture that she'd like to share for you on this day.
Okay, I'll be coming from Romans chapter 5, verse 8. It says, God demonstrates his own love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Again, that was Romans 5 and 8. Thank you for listening.
Mm-hmm. And so, being the Williams Review, we look at different aspects and areas of life and see where Christ has ministered into that area.
How about our experience today?
And how his life. And one of the things we experienced today was we had a meeting with a bus driver and the bus driver's supervisor. We shared with her, you know, where we come from, how our children are, and needed to know why our children were struggling on our bus. Of course, when we went in there, the automatic assumption was that we would be two irate parents who came in there and used foul language and poor attitude.
Yeah.
But as followers of Christ, it is our privilege to represent the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, and our Christian family from the kingdom of heaven in the ways that God said. And to walk out of there with the integrity of Christ intact due to our words and actions was a blessing in itself, because the Williams didn't arrive, Jesus did. And it's a reason why we named our show Here's Jesus, because so many people speak about it, you don't have what it takes to necessarily show it. And it has nothing to do with the individual's desire to represent the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit and to be Christ-like. It has everything to do with the lack of teaching and proper instruction, not just in words, but also in action.
Yes, yes.
And we've used Christ's life as the cornerstone and foundation of who we are and who we seek to be.
Yes.
And, you know, today we're going to speak about Matthew chapter 5 and the Sermon on the Mount, the Beatitudes. Because there's a lot of things that have been taught that, you know, God is working in your life, and you can tell he's working in your life because all these wonderful things have happened. That, you know, God always will keep you in high spirits, and if you're not in high spirits, then God can't be in your life. That, you know, you have to be strong and carry yourself with this great strength. And, you know, God will never leave you hungry or thirsty. And, you know, I want to talk about that today. Absolutely, absolutely. But, you know, I'm going to take a moment to ask my brother, the Psalmist's voice, how things looking down there in your neck of the woods with the weather?
What's good, family? It is pretty much 66 degrees. We are going into the winter season here in Central Texas. There's the bipolar weather continues. One day it's hot, one day it's really cold. The nights are starting to get cold, but usually during October, it usually gets pretty, pretty cold. According to being a Texan, it's pretty, pretty cold. But that's how it is here in Texas. So other than that, we do have sunshine. It's pretty nice. It's pretty windy. So you got to wear a jacket now and a hat, so you can't be pretty much in shorts too much anymore. So, but it's all good. It's nice. And thank God that I'm able to going into the winter with all the surgeries done. So I'm happy about that.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, y'all not any warmer than we are. I mean, my goodness, it's about 66 degrees here.
It's pretty much even going up the state, going up the United States, and coming down. So we pretty much have the same type of weather. So it's all good. I kind of like it this way, in between.
Glad to hear. Yeah, this is good weather. This is good weather. You know, we'll take it. We'll definitely take it. But I'm going to move on over here, brother, to Matthew chapter 5. And I'd like to get into in-depth detail about this. I'm not sure if we'll be able to cover all of it in this first show, listeners. But we're going to continue until we've had an opportunity to touch what Christ was saying and what his meaning behind the Beatitudes and what it means to be blessed. Because we hear all over the place, how are you today? Oh, I'm blessed and highly favored. I'm blessed and highly favored. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. And when you ask a person, well, how are you blessed? They say, oh, I woke up today. All right. A murderer woke up today too. Oh, how are you today? I'm blessed. How are you blessed? Oh, you know, I got a house. Well, you know, a rapist got a house too. They don't know Jesus. So there must be something behind it other than just the regular everyday thing that people look at to call themselves blessed. And it starts like this. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Let's think about that for a moment. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You see, so many people in today's world are teaching that the kingdom of heaven belongs to those who are high in spirit, feeling joy and peace all the day long. Well, somebody's not telling the truth. Christ, though, was a man, he is not a man that he should lie. And so let's think about that. Blessed are the poor in spirit. You see, we the followers of Christ, those who love Jehovah God as the creator of all things and is worthy to be glorified, those of us who have repented of our sins and accepted Christ as our Lord and Savior, receive a power from the Holy Spirit that we can recognize the condition of the world around us. And when you recognize the condition of the world around us, it should bring you to a spot to where you are feeling poor in spirit, knowing the things that children face in sin, the things that are widely taught and accepted in today's world should lead those of us who serve and seek to serve the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit to a poor spirit. It's sad. It's depressing.
Yeah.
And without Christ's love, mercy, and strength, it'd be easy to fall into despair.
Yeah.
So understanding that poor in spirit has nothing to do with your desires and your inability to obtain those things, but to look at the condition of the world around you and know that life is stacked against you as a follower of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Poor in spirit.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
I look for God to lift me up. You see, we spoke about it the other day, the footprints in the sand. People have equated poor in spirit to the one set of footprints. Well, wait a minute. If God is carrying you through your situation, how can your spirit, in fact, be poor? It's when you're walking on your own in this darkened world, unable to shine your light as bright as possible, should move you to a poor spirit. Absolutely. Absolutely. Psalmist Voice, do you have anything that you'd like to add to that or any questions that you'd like to ask pertaining that? Listening audience, now's your time.
The Beatitudes is definitely a guideline and a blueprint of how we are supposed to conduct ourselves as men and women of God, both he was talking past tense as well as today. And, you know, the passage has, you know, had a different quality of character and lifestyle to those still outside the kingdom. And pretty much Jesus Christ was putting them on blast pretty much and telling them exactly this is what you need to act like. These are supposed to be your characteristics of being a man or woman of God. And when you're walking in that, you do inherit the kingdom of heaven, whether you're poor in monetary gain or you're poor in spirit. Just being able to apply the Beatitudes definitely gives you a great sense of deep joy within your soul. You're able to conquer and able to go through life. And, you know, that's what people don't understand. When you understand the basics of who Jesus Christ is, these Beatitudes will be so easy for you because all of the garbage that has been put in your spirit will drop off. So having the Beatitudes as a guideline to help you transition from sinner to saint is definitely a blueprint that a lot of us as men and women of God should walk with. And I'm done.
All right. I appreciate that. You know, people are not being taught that poor spirit does not equate God's lack of answering of your prayer, but just the opposite. When you become a part of the kingdom of heaven, the poor condition of the world around you should, in fact, give you a poor spirit, which leads me to verse 4. And it says, "Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted." You see,
this is Matthew, right?
Yes. And this, and for those who want to follow along, this is Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. And I am reading from the King James. And it's interesting. "Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted." Now, mourning means that you loved somebody, that you cared enough about them that the things in their lives that have either been lost and or can no longer be maintained should affect you. Blessed are they that mourn. You see, because mourning does not necessarily mean that a person has died. And mourning doesn't mean broken. Comforted. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. When you look at who Christ was, what he did for people, you know, a mother who sees their child in despair, they mourn. And they plead, "God, help me in this. Christ, I need that strength that you showed in your obedience to die. I need that kind of strength that I may be carried through this moment." And God will place people in your life, a kind word or a kind act, so that you can share in that. Because when you're able to share with a person that God has comforted you in your loss, then they can be encouraged. They can be lifted up. I lost my cat over the weekend, and I mourned my cat. I was sad because I didn't know where my cat was. He'd never been outside before. Cars up and down the road. I mean, just like, "Lord, where is he?" And I missed him. But at that moment in missing my cat of 2 years, I was brought to mind of three women who lost their husbands of 60 plus years. And so I called them to say a prayer with them to see how they're doing. Because if I can mourn a cat that's just missing, my God, what are they going through? And so I call and pray with them and talk to them and just laugh. I don't know personally when they're mourning, but God does. Yeah. The Lord put me in a position to mourn so that I could call someone else. I was comforted in my mourning knowing that there's no way I could be facing the same struggle as these individuals who lost their husband of 60 years. There's a lady who lost her son of 30 years. Buried him yesterday. I can't imagine the kind of grief that she's going through. But the Lord has enabled others to call her, text her, go to her, and comfort her in that. You see, the Lord comforts us in our mourning, not just through his spirit, but through those whom he has used to be a representative of that kingdom of heaven. Poor in spirit, blessed. Blessed are they that mourn, comfort. The poor in spirit have seen those who mourn and have comforted them. And in comforting someone else, they have received the kingdom of heaven. We're going to go to a music break. And when we come back, we're going to jump right on in to verse 5. Psalmist voice, take her away.
You're locked in to the hottest station on the planet.
Like a big game of Monopoly, and most of us refuse to play properly. Everybody wanna win, so they try to cheat. But when the game's over, you gotta leave your property anyway. And knowing that, we still try to cheat. We rather win the wrong way than lose honestly. And when you deep in the game, it's like you can't call it. And for a minute, you get the feeling you really ballin'. You own everything. You got a whole stack, taking every 200 they get when they go past. And what's funny though, is when the game's done, it's almost like you don't wanna let the money go. But then the money goes back to being paper dog, and you see it's only worth something while the game is on. And you can't bring it with you either, except for the fact you're still a cheater. Win or lose, you're still a cheater. It's like the world is the board that we playing on. The Bible was the instructions he gave us on. And his commands are the rules that he gave every man, but we choose to go through the game playing wrong. And oh, how wicked the bankers are. But it's the greed of the nation that they banking on. It's like putting money under free parking. Everybody sees the benefit and plays along. We all on a quest for hotels, but take the wrong chance, you can go directly to jail. You catch an L, homie, you don't get to roll again. Or it's 3 to 5 before you get the pass go again. Some of us on the boardwalk where they ballin' at. Some will never get the chance to make it off Baltic ass. And the Lord is the creator, but the devil got a hold on all the players. Who you playing for?
This game, Lord, I don't wanna play. I'll wait the day that you take us away.
Monopolizing the whole force. They control the water, the energy, and the food source. So if you're weak and you lack faith in Jesus, what'll keep you from folding when they bring the mark of the beast in? Look what they got you ready to do for money. What you gonna do when it's either you take the mark or you go hungry? And you feeling like the money's your protection, but you keep it in their bank so it never leaves their possession. On any given day, they can close the banks and you'll lose everything you traded your soul to gain. And the only thing show to say is the memories of what you did for it on the way. But Christ came through in the flesh to write his laws in the heart of the community's chest. I suggest you know the Lord, cause when he comes back to close the book, homie, it's game over. Game over.
me I'm a Christian, a real one, and I don't care what you think about it. All my life ain't none of y'all really the Christ. You better read about it, read about it, and let them know if you a Christian, a real one. Be about it, don't speak about it. Gave this life so you ain't have to pay that price. You better think about it, think about it, When I was in my sin, every song was about it. And ain't nobody find nothing wrong with my topic. Now I'm with the Lord and everything I'm on is about it. And that ain't wanna alter my content. I'm all for that nonsense. Prayed up, service in my days up. And I'm laid up in the grave and my grace up. Praise to the Savior for grace that he gave us. I'm done getting paid off of crazy behavior. Now I got my faith high, wait for the day I could have them all falling at the cross like AI. And when it gets hard, I'ma pray it through the chaos. The spit dope that I overdose, okay now. Homie, I'm a Christian, a real one. And I don't care what you think about it. All my life, ain't none of y'all really the Christ. You better read about it, read about it. And let them know if you a Christian, a real one. Be about it, don't speak about it. Take this life so you ain't have to pay that price. You better think about it, think about it. Living for the most high, feeling like I won't die. Before I get to meet him, I'ma see him crack the whole sky. Everything he teaching me, I'm speaking through the flow now. And it's even sweeter than before now. Got me yelling God over my name. Christ over fame, be the same me before they added life to my name. The fame makes you not realize you a slave. Be obedient, your master, add ice to your chain. Christ be the key though, your life is the keyhole. You were blind to your pride, tied to your ego. If life was a movie, would Christ get the lead role? Or just some insignificant slide in your B-roll? Homie, I'm a Christian, a real one. And I don't care what you think about it. All my life, ain't none of y'all really the Christ. You better read about it, read about it. And let them know if you a Christian, a real one. Be about it, don't speak about it. Gave this life so you ain't have to pay that price. You better think about it, See, I claim to be a Christian, and I'm true to that. Your favorite rapper claim he strapped, but never pack a tool. In fact, I know some Christian cats that never rap it, and they do be strapped. But they don't flash it for the cameras, nor do they approve of that. Real, recognize real, who are you, where you be at? I don't count a stunt to my son, I'm the coolest dad. You ain't hard, pimp, you just Clark Kent.
What you mean?
You jump in the booth and become Superman. And it ain't just fake thugs, it's fake Christian. If you don't walk your face out, you ain't Christian. I went to church for years and they ain't living. Now I walk close with them and yeah, I know the difference.
Homie, I'm a Christian, a real one. And I don't care what you think about it. All my life, ain't none of y'all really the Christ. You better read about it, read about it. And let them know if you a Christian, a real one. Be about it, don't speak about it. Gave this life so you ain't have to pay that price. You better think about it,
We're back, man. I gotta tell you, that guy Bizzle, he is by far my favorite lyricist and follower of Christ rapper, musician, whatever title you want to give him. That guy be speaking the truth. I don't think I've heard a song yet that young man does that I don't be like, thank you, Lord. I like that. And that song, Homie, I'm a Christian, so much truth to those songs. And Monopoly, yeah. Those two songs speak a lot about the things that Christ is teaching, the things that we need to focus on. And we've been going over the Sermon on the Mount, and we've already looked at the poor in spirit and they that mourn. We're going to move on to verse 5 that says, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. You see, you didn't get a downgrade because you inherited the earth. There will be a new heaven, a new earth, and a new Jerusalem. For God to give you as an inheritance the earth tells you that you shall have a long life on this planet. But you only get that when you take a deep breath and instead of attacking, going off on people simply because you're old enough to do so, enables you to inherit this earth. Meekness is different than humility. Humility, when you stand and you think about it, you see that, hey, I'm no better than this person. What I've acquired and have received in life does not make me better than you. A humble man understands everyone has something to teach him. A humble man understands your earthly possessions don't make you better than people, but better for them. And you see, a meek person guards their tongue. They understand the words that they speak and how they carry themselves will determine if they receive an unprecedented amount of conflict or if others will receive them in a passionate and compassionate way. And in the kingdom of heaven, I have no problem inheriting the earth.
Amen.
The Lord created it. The Lord created it.
Yes, he did.
Yes, I see that we have a joiner here.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, how are you all today?
Absolutely blessed. Yes, yes. I thank you for giving the link and allowing me to have your personal number that I could reach out to you and call you and invite you to the Psalmist Voice today. Well, the Psalmist Voice Network, because today we are honored and privileged to have Sister Liz on the Williams Review, and here's Jesus. And so, do you have any questions or comments about poor in spirit, David Moore, or blessed are the meek?
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. I want to know, what is the poor in spirit?
The poor in spirit. Let's say, for instance, we spoke over the line, you, I, and the psalmist's voice, about those who stay in your apartment. You watch the kids and you see how they carry themselves. As a woman of God and a follower of Christ, you see that those children have been neglected when it comes to giving them the things that allow them to glorify God, to be an example of Christ. And when you see their brokenness, you know that they're in a home where there's arguing and fighting, and they're not being taught the proper respects and love for one another, it should cause you to have a poor spirit, knowing what those children will face if no one of God steps in and give them what they need, not just in words, but allow them a visual to see what a person who has dedicated their life to glorifying God through the example of Christ with the empowerment of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Psalmist Voice, you got any advice on that?
I am chilling. What's up, Sister Liz? God bless you.
God bless you too, brother.
this is great. This is wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just marinating in the juices right now. I know I'll probably have something before you guys close, but again, you know, God is who He is, and with everything that is going on, with trials, tribulations, things of that nature, Jesus Christ will always be who he says he is, regardless of the time, the change of times, regardless of how much education we acquire, how much biblical knowledge and expertise we obtain. It doesn't make a hill of bean difference, because Jesus Christ is going to be who he is. And if he has to humble you down, he definitely will. But as far as having the attitude of Christ, you know, again, this is a perfect guideline to follow. And is it easy? No. You know, does it take process? Yes. So once we understand that it takes process, then I think we'll be one step closer to where Jesus Christ wants us to be. And I'm done.
Absolutely. You see, the first three of the Beatitudes that he gave, all of them concern our lives. But these are the ones that concern our emotions. You see, we are emotion, thought, language, and action. All those things make us up. Those are the very same things that God's word became, that we could have a visual. You see, God's word has been around since in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God. You see, and so understanding that one of the first things that God wants to contend in us is our spirit. You see, why would he want to do that? Because one of the first things that we find in Genesis, after we get in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. You see, the Spirit is one of the first things that moved into the void, into the creation of earth, animal kind, and mankind. So why wouldn't he open up touching our spirits? And our spirit moves upon the face of the darkness. The darkness. You see, a person is poor in spirit, they're the light in the darkness. They that mourn, they're the light in loss. Those that are meek, they're the light in that emotional time where you can speak with extreme anger and negativity, or you could be that compassion that you have received. Absolutely. Which leads us into verse 6. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. On to that which speaks of your spirit being fed. You see, righteousness is not something that you can obtain, but is accredited to you. We've seen that and have understood that with Abraham, and it was accredited to him as righteousness. And so when you thirst, when you hunger and thirst after Christ, who he was, what he is, and who God has called you to be in that, you yourself have been given the golden privilege of possibly being accredited righteousness. Righteousness isn't perfection. Righteousness don't mean you got all your ducks in a row. Just that you have sought diligently to do what's right in the eyes of God. Abraham, he lied, said his wife was his sister. He went ahead and was intimate with Hagar to have Ishmael, yet he never gave up on God being first and foremost in his life. He never gave up on God's ability to make his life right and righteous and to fulfill the promises which he gave. And because he hungered and thirsted after that, it was accredited to him as righteousness. So if it's given to him, why not you? Yes. Yes. Is there anything you'd like to add, Sister Liz, Psalmist, or Sister, my beautiful wife, Hazel? Anything you'd like to add?
Hey, Sister Hazel, how you doing?
How you doing?
Amen. Blessed as always. And people, when you hunger for God, this is what I want, you know, I want the family to know, that when you hunger for God and you thirst after his righteousness, and you will, and for, you know, you will be fulfilled. You will be filled, because it is something that he satisfies. There's no cravings on this earth that is more satisfying than thirsting and hungering after our Father. None. None better. But that's the best one that we could ever crave after.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Amen.
Yes, yes. And I stated earlier, the reason why today and for the next two shows possibly, we're going to be looking at the Beatitudes and dialoguing about that with anyone who seeks to dialogue in that, because we hear all the time, how you doing? I'm blessed, or I'm blessed and highly favored.
Mm-hmm.
Or you hear someone say, I'm good.
Yeah.
Ah, well, once we go through the Beatitudes, and maybe, just maybe, you'll understand truly that there are none good, no, not one, but each of us are blessed according to our circumstances in God, blessed according to the things that we face while serving God, blessed that we have an opportunity to glorify God through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ with the prompting and strengthening of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Yes, amen. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
So what we're going to do now is, if there aren't any more questions at this time, we'll go ahead. There'll be a quick song, and then we'll come on back and finish up. So stay with us, family.
You're locked in to the hottest station on the planet.
Wake up, lay feet to the pavement. Running at 100, ain't read, no praying. Knees in my seat got me so anxious. Peace telling me how I need more patience. And I know it, Lord, I don't want to go it on my own. Now I know how close the end zone is. Knowing I can blow it got me feeling more heroic. Now he's telling me to run it, but I sure want to throw it. Knowing it is your play calling, they got me in a position to take all this. How dare I break off and stray? Long as I've been training for the game, I wish I would throw the ball away. I'm trying to be a better follower, cause true faith don't keep calling audible. And plus I tried on my own, and that's what had me crying in the throne in the first place.
2 steps forward, 2 steps back, like I'm running in place. Staying where I'm at, it's the same old path. Trying to hold me back, Lord, I need you to. Why don't you just
up in this predicament, due to a whole lot of not listening, trying to get it in, before I got it right, like I'm a holler at the father, but it's not tonight, trying to add them in the plans I already made, instead of asking for the plans in heaven lane, but this a game I already played, if I seek him first, I can never be left straight, alright, new day, do pray, before I put the brush to the toothpaste, touche. Face fresh like a new fade. Get up in the word, then grind is my new thing. Put him back in the top spot. Everything falling into place now. Put my feet to the streets like hopscotch. So seasons, wait till the rain down.
2 steps forward, 2 steps back. Like I'm running in place. Staying where I'm at, it's the same old path. Trying to hold me back.
Lord, I need you to.
Why don't you just leave? My next heartbeat depends on you. Less of me and more of you. Lord, please lead me in all I do. All I do. 2 steps forward, 2 steps back. Like I'm running in place. Staying where I'm at, it's the same old thing. Try to hold me back.
Lord, I need you to.
Why don't you just leave?
right. Welcome back, welcome back.
Yes.
You know, lead me. That is what Christ is best at, leading. Hello there. I am glad that you are still here to speak in the dialogue with us. You know, Sister Liz, you have been such a steadfast family member in Christ. From the Psalmist Voice now to the Williams Review,
yes.
You have reached out to us, and you have supported our ministry, and you are indeed a blessing, and we thank God for you and the things that you share. You know, it's those blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled.
Mm-hmm.
You see, every time you come on the air with us, you show just how much you hunger and thirst after righteousness. You ask questions that enable you to be more of an example as a woman of Christ than many other people. And we appreciate that about you. And which leads me to verse 7. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. See, understanding what mercy is and extending it, it's a strengthening tool. It enables you to fully appreciate what God gave us in His Son. You see, mercy isn't accepting the wrongs of other people. Mercy is not the ability to look at the things that God is saying, that God is saying to not do. You know, if the Lord says He finds certain intimate acts an abomination, you accepting it is not mercy. It's actually the complete opposite. It is damnation, condemnation, of which you'll miss out on the mercy of God by doing so. Mercy is when you see a person's situation and you lift them out of that situation, not based on anything that they've done or could do, but based on who you are and what you're willing to do. That was God's gift to us. We did not receive mercy based on anything that we did, but on everything that God does and is. Yes. Yes. Any comments? Any comments from Sister Liz or the Psalmist Voice?
I want to say that I am thankful to you all. I'm glad that I'm here, and I'm glad that you all have accepted me and accept my cause, because you all have truly been a blessing to me. When I go through my struggles, I call you all, and you all talk to me, and God sends a message through you all, and I appreciate each and every one of you. And I just thank you. I love you so much. You all just do not know how much I love you, because I do, and I'm glad to be a part of the Psalmist Voice and the Williams Review. Thank you all.
And we love you. As a matter of fact, let's do this.
La 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 la, we love you.
I'm done.
And I just want to say that I'm truly blessed and thankful that my husband does things the way he does, and he breaks it down for you to understand it, so that you can't say that you don't understand what was just talked about, because he just broke it all down for you. So I just want to say that I like that. And I'm thankful for him, and I'm thankful for the Psalmist Voice as well. I'm thankful to be here and to be able to be on the air and for everybody to hear what I have to say, because I don't talk much, but when I do talk, I have a little bit to say. So, but I just wanted to say that because I can really appreciate the fact that he breaks it down for you to truly understand what he's trying to say.
Amen. Praise Jesus.
Amen. And I praise God for all of you as well. And again, it's an awesome journey that we've been on thus far, and the best is yet to come. And you know, throwing everything into a nice little bow, prayer is the major tool for all of it. Now, even if you don't know how to pray, just here's some basics. Just praise Him. Acknowledge and submit to His will. It's hard sometimes, yes, but it can happen. Also, request provision, not only monetarily. Sometimes we need provision in our attitude. Sometimes we need provision in our spiritual walk. Also, request forgiveness, because every day we probably being knuckleheads and sinning like let all get out, because we let the family member get us all mad and upset, and we go crazy and ham and cheese on them. But the fact of the matter is, we need to ask for forgiveness daily, and also request deliverance from temptation. And that's, I'm not just talking about sexual temptation. I'm talking about going back in the day you used to drink a bottle of 40 or whatever, and you've been with God for the last 2-3 years of your life, but life is just getting to you to the point where OE is calling your name. Well, you got to ask God to take it away from you. The Beatitudes is not a hard thing. It is a process. Again, it's something that it will take time to develop. But if you don't develop it, you don't go to the gym, how are you going to get the tools necessary to take care of what you need to take care of in this life? I'm done. Back to you, Williams Review.
Hey, brother. I saw your insight in that. It's just a wonderful thing. You know, we have seen people think that God answers the prayers of the elegant and eloquent, those who can use words and put them together in a string that's so perfect that you think they're trying to sell you a car in the form of prayer. But, you know, praying to God is not some ritualistic thing. It's an everyday conversation. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up today. Thank you, Father, for my brother, Christopher Newton, the psalmist voice. Thank you for my sister Liz and her ability and desire to reach out and be a part of our ministry. Wow. Lord, you've done such a wonderful job with the wife that you gave me. Thank you so much. People are stuck in their minds that prayer only occurs when something wrong is happening or you need something. It's never, thank you, God. It just, the prayer is for sustaining. The prayer for continued good health. A prayer of thank you. I mean, that's why I'm walking through the blessed. Because those that are blessed know that prayer is what we do all the day long.
Amen.
It shapes us. Our conversations with God enable us to hold conversations with individuals who need it. And blessed is one of those words that's tossed around like confetti at a wedding or candy at a parade. Blessed, 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 blessed. Well, you know, just because the Lord brought you through something in your sin don't mean that you've been blessed. What you've been given is an opportunity to change. Yes, yes. And next Tuesday's show will begin with verse 8 of Matthew chapter 5 in Jesus Christ on the Beatitudes. And a quick recap, blessed are the poor in spirit. When you see things that are wrong in your world, it affects your spirit, thus providing you with a poor spirit. But the kingdom of heaven belongs to you, because you're the light in the darkened world. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. You may be that comfort that God has spoken for those individuals, because each of us will mourn. Blessed are the meek. Though I wouldn't advise it, bite your tongue. Say something kind instead of something negative when you have that opportunity to either be the light of this world or contribute to its darkness. Be hungry and thirsty for God all the day long.
Yes,
you will be filled but you won't stay filled. So you got to keep going after it. You got to keep going after it. And right now, I would like to say, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for blessing us with life this day. May all that we do be for your glory and the benefit of those that you have placed in our lives and the betterment of us. May the example of Jesus Christ continue to be that example in which we thirst and hunger after. May we be granted meekness. May we in our poor spirit be lifted up with the riches of God in heaven. May we, Father, mourn the loss of someone else, that we may comfort them through it. And it is through the wonderful name of Jesus Christ that we pray these things. We'll see you next Tuesday. See ya. God bless each of you.
God bless.
Yeah. Ooh, well, we rub the king everywhere. We said we clean Sunday to Sunday. Well, we believe stay the same. We don't back down. We say you're proud. Don't get it twisted, this ain't twisted, but my flow is just like this. I got a tweet from Mr. Mina saying, hey, I want to meet. Keep my humbleness on wisdom, my reflection sound like this. Best believe when I doubt that conviction in my eyes.
I just wanna be a light now. Every time I come around, I bright smile. Let the trials come, we don't mind them. For the best, so we don't even try. Let
I was in a dark, he had a light to bring me near it.
Yep.
I was at a place where I was super complacent. How amazing, man, he's preparing me. He shocked to Rosie Harris.
Yep.
He taught me what it means to be a disciple from a distance.
Yep.
He was a light in the midst of all this craziness I witnessed.
Yep.
And that's exactly what I strive to be. Not like them stars on TV, but
yep.
in reality,
yep.
to be a light that draws me to the king. I ain't perfect, but what I'm putting is worth.
Yep.
So satisfying and knowing his spirit keeps me going.
Yep.
And now I know exactly what freedom means.
Freedom means.
So what I want is what I need. Just believe me.
Right now,
they in the midst of darkness and they need it right now. Don't be so